Hello and welcome to the Retirement Review from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tom Ortuso. We worry about saving as much as we can for retirement, but do we worry enough about high fees that could potentially derail our retirement? Journal contributor Walter Updegrave recently wrote a column on the topic. He spoke with my colleague Hank Weisbecker.
Basically, the idea is that aside from saving more for retirement, one of the most effective things you can do to boost the size of your nest egg is to favor low-cost investment options. In fact, not only will it increase the size of your nest egg, but if you do it during retirement, you'll be able to draw more money from your nest egg over the course of retirement. And unfortunately, there are a lot of investments out there that have high fees. And for example, I cite a study by two law school professors that looked at investment choices in more than 3,000 employer-sponsored 401k plans. And they found that participants in an average plan paid almost a full percentage point more in annual fees than they would have paid for low-cost retail index funds. So essentially what happens there is, you know, the more that you're paying in investment fees, the more that is going to the investment company and less that's going into your nest egg during your career.
So can you talk a little more about the options available to people who do want to avoid fees?
Sure. Basically, in the case of a 401k, you have a menu of investment options, and in some plans, there are some high cost options. But even in plans that may have a lot of funds that have high costs, there are usually some options that have lower fees. And if you kind of focus on those, you may be able to allocate in a way that can reduce the fees. Now, you're going to have a lot more opportunity to find low fee options in the case of money that you're investing in an IRA, a rollover IRA, or taxable account. So, for example, you'd have access to low cost index funds and low cost ETFs. So, in your 401k, you may have a little bit less flexibility because you can only deal with the options that are within your plan. But outside, money that you're invested outside of your 401k, you have many more options for keeping investment costs low.
And we'll have more coming up right after this.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
And can you talk a little bit more about how big of an impact some of these high fees can have, especially over a long period?
Sure. Well, in the story, I give a little example. Let's say that you're 30 years old, you're earning $60,000 a year, getting 2% annual raises, and that you contribute 10% of your salary to your 401k. And if you also assume that your employer is kicking in another 5% of pay as an employer match. And so let's assume that you earn 7% on your investments before expenses. Well, if you're paying 1.5% of assets annually in fees, by age 65, you would have a total of just under $1.2 million in your 401k in the scenario I just outlined. But if you can reduce the amount you pay in expenses by half a percentage point to 1% a year, your account balance, instead of being just under $1.2 million, would be over $1.3 million. And if you can reduce fees by a full percentage point to 0.5% a year, you would increase the size of your nest egg to almost $1.5 million. So in this case, in this little scenario, just by going from 1.5% in fees a year to a half a percent in fees, you're basically increasing the size of your nest egg over your career by more than 20%.
And you can read Walter's entire piece by visiting WSJ.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ortuso for The Wall Street Journal.